Hi, this is Mike Madula, and you're listening to the ZFM Sports Podcast.
Z. It's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes from the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
It's the best day of the week with the best sports team in the land. Bit of a changed lineup today. We brought in a guy with an entire stadium that is named after him today. His name is Simbapupa Jenna. He'll be joining us on the show, along with, of course, right up top, our gunman, Alois Bunjira. My name is Chris Midzi. And on the touchline, instructing us, making sure we do our jobs, is Sean Tafirenyika. We're going to start off on the home front today. Chevron star all-rounder Sikander Raza says, yesterday's sensational one-run win over Pakistan at the ICC T20 World Cup was the greatest victory he's ever been a part of as Zimbabwe stunned the Asian Giants. In the Casablanca Premier Soccer League, Harare Giants Dynamos face mounting pressure as they seek to end a five-year winless jinx against traditional rivals Highlanders in a match set for the National Sports Stadium on Sunday. And then we'll take you around the world in 60. We'll have updates from Mexico, the United States, and New Zealand.
And after that, it's time for our play of the day. And as usual, it'll be the turn of the beautiful game. Kickoff will be in Muzanzi, where Kaizer Chiefs head coach Arthur Zwane has urged his players to avoid listening to the outside noise and to focus on the game ahead of the Soweto Derby tomorrow. In England, Manchester United have started to hit serious form under Erik ten Hag, and we'll be looking to carry that momentum into Sunday's latest Premier League matchup against West Ham. And then in Spain, Xavi Hernandez and Gennaro Gattuso were World Cup winning midfielders with differing styles in their playing days, but as coaches they also have different styles. So Barcelona and Valencia meet in La Liga this weekend in similarly uncomfortable situations.
Hi guys, this is Sikander Raza, Zimbabwe cricket all-rounder, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Z.
It's a two-way street right here on ZFM Sports. Send us your message on 0731-168-045. That's 0731-168-045. I am going to be reading your messages today, and I'm going to make sure I read every single one of them. Also, if you're on social media, at ZFM Sport, and if you happen to miss the show, not to worry. The show is always available as a podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Just search for ZFM Sport and subscribe. We're going to get into our local news, starting off, of course, with that brilliant news coming out of cricket. But before that, let's get into your local sports news roundup with Sean.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
All right, let's start with basketball, where the Secretary General of the Bulawayo Basketball Association, Francis Dube, says it is all systems go ahead of the inaugural edition of the Kanyisile Basketball Tournament, which gets underway tomorrow. So the competition is being organized by Big Five Events and is meant to fundraise for the renovation of Kanyisile Sports Center outside court. In athletics news, Zimbabwe's top runners will use the Binga Kasambambezi Marathon as part of their preparations for the international qualifying events that include next year's World Athletics Championships set for Budapest in Hungary. A star-studded lineup headlines the 42-kilometer race, which is on in Binga tomorrow morning. Finally, bodybuilding news. Seven times in a row champion, Mr. Blauer, your bodybuilding winner, Love Mo Munyama. He's eyeing to make it 8 wins in the prestigious competition, which will be held at Blauer Theatre on Saturday. Munyama has been enjoying an impressive run, but this year's event will, however, be different from the previous editions, as it will be open to all Zimbabwean bodybuilders, even if they are not from Bulawayo gym. So that looks like it could be fun, and apparently it's a sport.
Which not is for Alois.
Not a sport.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Gather round, Team Zimbabwe. It's time for a round of applause. I'm literally going to make everyone in the studio do this for the Chevrons. Well done to the Chevrons. Absolutely brilliant win. I've got a message here that says, hi, unpatriotic sportscasters. So the Chevrons won. What say you? It's a brilliant win.
I know. Somebody even sent a message direct to my inbox. And so we heard you. You said you didn't give the Chevrons the chance. Yeah, but that was not like we are not patriotic. We were making predictions.
Wait, guys. I've got something for you guys.
Uh-huh. Here's Evans. With the bounce here at Perth, with Raza in the middle with three, they fought and fought and finally managed to get home. What a win by just one run.
Absolutely brilliant performance from the Chevrons, and star all-rounder Sikander Raza says yesterday's sensational one-run win over Pakistan at the ICC T20 World Cup was the greatest victory he's ever been a part of as Zimbabwe stunned the Asian giants. Zimbabwe were restricted to 130 for 8 after electing to bat first, but their bowlers, led by Pakistan-born Raza, choked Pakistan to 129 for 8 for a memorable win in a Super 12 thriller in Perth. Let's hear from Sikander Raza.
Yeah, I think since I've been part of Zimbabwe cricket, I would rate that the best victory we've had, because there's no better stage. This is World Cup, the biggest stage of all, and to beat Pakistan by one run, as you said, the modest total. I mean, you're going to have to do everything right to defend that, and I think which we did. So for me, that's probably the best victory I've been part of with Zimbabwe. Listen, sometimes it is like that, one guy who gets man of the match, but if you look at all of us, the way Williams bowled, the way Reinbold bowled that one over, the way Garava, Mabunu, I mean, Blessing, and Brad, I mean, this could have gone to anybody, and I wouldn't have cared less, but most important goal was to win this game, and which we've done that. It's quite nice to be here where the group is wide open now, and not just wide open, that Zimbabwe's got a really good chance to achieve something. I'm not going to start looking or thinking about the semi-final. I'm going to take one game at a time and look at Bangladesh and take it from there.
Simba, we can't take this win at all away from the Chevrons. Yes, Pakistan kind of let themselves down towards the end there, but it's not the result a number of Zimbabweans were expecting. This was incredibly well held together by the Chevrons right to the very last ball.
Absolutely. I think it started off even in that Pakistan reply with a bit of a wobble at the beginning, and then they cemented. And some of the people that were watching, there's a comment that I'll keep remembering saying, is this not a trap? People were kind of afraid to celebrate too soon, because everything was pointing against, you know, Zimbabwe getting any sort of positive result. And if you've been tracking it even online, they've got this like percentage thing that they do at
yes,
every
exactly.
stage. At no point did Zimbabwe actually look like they're going to win until those latter stages. Mm-hmm. So when you're saying we can't take anything away from Pakistan, it's true, but a lot of that I would say is also to do with the way they were put under pressure by the way Zimbabwe kept bowling at them.
Now Pakistan, this is their second straight loss after their opening defeat to India. And when you're taking a look at this group, I don't think we expected Zimbabwe to be where it is at the moment. We got a little bit of help from the weather in that first one. But I think in the second game, the Chevrons showed that they're really here to play in the Super 12 and be competitive.
Exactly. And it was also based on our, I would still say, our strongest facet in terms of the team, the bowling.
Yes.
And then when you post that 120, that's probably the total that everybody was maybe expecting from a Zimbabwean batting lineup that keeps stuttering. But to then try and defend 120 against a team that's got that sort of lineup in terms of Pakistan is where everything then started to come together. And for me, the mentality that it took for them to get there, because it's not, I think you can look at the last 6 months that we've had, like wins against Australia, wins against India, wins against Bangladesh, but there have also been losses that have kind of reminded us, oh, this is where we're supposed to be. But when you look at that log table now, sitting in third position, and having beaten one of the teams that we're expecting to have lost to, right now we're probably looking at it, if we're being honest, said we've got into the Super 12, that is an achievement enough.
Yes.
Lose the first two and try and get something from the Netherlands and Bangladesh. Now we've got 3 points. Get anything from those two. Some people cautiously are thinking of a semi-final, but maybe let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's been brilliant what Dave Houghton has done in his short tenure as the head of that particular team. That free-flowing, attack-minded thing, I think, is what all of them respond to, whether it's the batting that's stuttering, but even the bowlers as well.
So Simba brings in Dave Ball there, which is what is being called on social media.
Yeah.
And you can see a revival in this team. We're seeing the players fight a lot more than we saw them fight, I think, in the last few years. And it's in no small part due to the change in that coaching. And Dave Houghton is showing us that when it comes to just mentally ensuring that this team is in the right place, he's the best man for the job.
Yeah, man. I remember when I woke up this morning, that was my first thought, that I cannot believe that we beat Pakistan.
Yeah.
It's such a monumental historic win, and it's a permanent marker on our record as Zimbabwe that we did that at a World Cup.
Yeah.
So what is needed now is to build upon this, and the foundation, the mentality of the group, what you mentioned, Dave Ball, the belief that instilled in this team is absolutely incredible, and you see that belief goes a long way. And I think we've always wanted the Chevrons to be competitive, but now it's not only that they are competitive, they are now capable of winning matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking to myself, I even tweeted the other day that imagine if we didn't lose wickets in chunks.
Yes.
If we sort of held our nerve together more on the batting side, what would be the possibilities of this team? And I think it's a hurdle that we got to have to get past, because that still is a cause of concern. Because I remember yesterday we were going good guns at the top of the order, and then we just lost a chunk of wickets, and we're basically doing a recovery job to make sure that we put something competitive on the table. So we need to tidy it up more with our batting. Our bowling has shown consistently that it's quite solid and capable of holding its own, but there is still a cause for concern with the batting. And now in this position where, I'm not going to lie, I didn't even give Zimbabwe 1% chance of beating Pakistan. There was just no way. If you looked at the stats, if you looked at anything
historically as well,
that's the beauty of sport, that it can surprise you like that. And by one run,
a
you don't even hear
line.
That in cricket all the time. So absolutely majestic win, and one for the history books for sure.
And Zimbabwe has another game on Sunday, Simba. We're taking on Bangladesh. Bangladesh managed to get a win over the Netherlands, but absolutely battered by South Africa. And when you're taking a look at that performance, and also just in recent memory, Zimbabwe has been managing to beat Bangladesh. So the Chevrons go into this confident, and you'd say even Bangladesh comes into this a little bit wary and a little bit battle-worn as well.
Battle-worn as well, but I think, to be honest, these are the encounters that both sides, when they're looking at, okay, first thing is to get into that Super 12, and then afterwards see which ones the teams we can pick out. Bangladesh would also have been picking at Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
In the hope that Zimbabwe is coming into this maybe just carefree, saying we've already lost our first two encounters, so there's really nothing left to play for.
Mm-hmm.
But now that Zimbabwe's got that bit between the teeth, still undefeated, and is looking at actually piling on a bit more misery, I think they go in with recent, like you've mentioned, fresh memory of having beaten them recently.
Yeah, in T20.
And now it's also now about that ability to not only play the encounter, but maybe start to play the tournament itself.
Yeah.
If you're going to lose, make sure that you do not at all leave balls to be hit.
Oh, yeah.
Bet out your entire innings, because I think it might eventually get to that net run rate. And even if we don't make it to the semifinals, each match, each win that you're getting, there's money that's coming into the coffers.
Oh, yeah.
There's difference in rankings and things like that. And how many times have we looked at qualifying and said, if only we had had a different ranking, would have gone a different route. So people might look at it and think we are not in the top four eventually if we don't get to it. But what they're doing now is actually building us a better route for future encounters and making us even attractive for those teams to come back and say, when Zimbabwe calls and says, would you like to have a series with us? Rather than, should we send our development side, it's like, we've got a bone to pick with you because you embarrass us in the world. Cup. Can we bring our A team to you?
Exactly. And just to add on, I was looking at the Bangladesh media, and many people have been saying that series that we won against them, they believe that we only won because they didn't have their star players, and this time around they will be up for it. But with the way that they were absolutely demolished by South Africa, you'd see that their bowling attack right now is low on confidence. And I think something that's working in our favour are the conditions in Australia, which are similar to the conditions in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. I think we have some magical time with Aussie. We need to look deep into that. And you've seen that our boys have acclimatized quite well. And going into this one, we actually go in as slight favourites against Bangladesh. And like you're saying, it was always going to be Netherlands or Bangladesh. We beat them, and then we'll see what we can get from either Pakistan or India. With South Africa, it was always going to be hit and miss. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we got a point against South Africa. We beat Pakistan, and you think, so we're in prime position. But again, not to get too ahead of ourselves, we're just in a really good position here.
Let's take a look at your T20 World Cup weekend fixtures. In Group 1, New Zealand takes on Sri Lanka. In Group 2, Bangladesh versus Zimbabwe. The Netherlands takes on Pakistan, and it's India versus South Africa.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
The Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, and one of the biggest matches in the country is on this weekend. Harare Giants Dynamos face mounting pressure as they seek to end a 5-year winless jinx against traditional rivals Highlanders in a match set for the National Sports Stadium on Sunday. The Giants are set to clash in a low-stakes battle of Zimbabwe, where only the bragging rights are on the table after the championship race was wrapped up last week by FC Platinum. Dimbare have not beaten their traditional rivals since 2017, when they were awarded the game in the boardroom on a 3-0 scoreline following crowd trouble at Barberfield. Let's get the pre-match thoughts from Tondirai Ndiraya, coach of Dynamos, ahead of the match.
Right, we've chicken in, still on second position, of course with an inferior goal difference, but we want to push the last three games. Dynamos is a team with lots of pressure, that is public knowledge. And I thought the team has done so well this season to be in the position that we are, if you want to consider where we are coming from. 2019, we were a different team. 2020, there was no football. 2021, it was just those cup games. And then this season, we pushed the way we've pushed. I'm happy. Happy, quite satisfied with what the boys have done so far. Of course, big team. Results are always expected. But if you ask me, we have done fairly well this season. So yeah, we are in a different position from where we were in 2019. So yeah, there's so much progress with the team, so much improvement, and I'm happy with the improvement. But of course, it's how you manage each and every game that you play. Our supporters want 3 points in each and every game. Yeah, we try to do that, but realistically, I think it's not like that. Football doesn't work like that.
If Tondirai Ndiraya was not the coach of Dynamos, he would probably be a PR manager in a corporate career, because this man can spin and can make you believe. Simba, he's talking there about the fact that the team has changed and that they've improved. But we all know the target for Dynamos this season was that championship. And I think it's just a reflection of where the Battle of Zimbabwe sits at the moment. It used to be this top of the table. It was an incredible clash. The whole country looked forward to it. Even if you weren't necessarily a football fan, you knew that there was a Highlanders and Dynamos game that was coming up. But because these teams are now kind of, you know, a little bit further down the order, the battle doesn't have the flavor that it used to. But nonetheless, coming into this, both of these teams still have a lot to fight for.
A lot to fight for. I think the summation in the run into this particular section was it's a low stakes That summarizes it perfectly. Because even if they do win it, one of them is either cementing top four, the other one is trying to close the gap between first and second. But there's no trophy to be done for this one. And back in the day, the reason why it eventually became Battle of Zimbabwe, even before independence and after that, is because there was always something that was being played for. Mm-hmm. Whether it's setting it up and maybe there's a cup tie that is going to come and things like that. So they've built the pedigree around it. But in the recent seasons, this really hasn't been anything that would actually make the whole nation stop and take notice. It was the sort of encounter that whatever the result was, even like you've mentioned, if you're not a fan of either of the teams, you knew that this is what is going to be talked about the following week and sort of things. But this one, whatever really happens, I don't think is going to have the same sort of impact.
Dynamo's experiencing patchy form at the moment, Alois. They've just come off a very strange and I'm going to say demoralizing defeat against Bulawayo Chiefs in the last game. They come into this. Tunde Ndai has got a lot to prove and he definitely needs to pick up a win here.
Yeah, because the morale is very low, especially with the fans. Mm-hmm. You know, when they start singing that song, for me, things are not well. You know, things are not well. So he needs redemption. He needs to redeem himself. And obviously, there are a lot of other people that are already saying that who is going to be coaching Dynamo next. Some of the fans have already fired Tunde. You know, so he needs to do. You talked about his PR ability. You know, he needs that. He needs that as well. He needs to spin something so that, you know, it can come together with a win. Because they definitely beating Islanders, yeah, it might be a lost text match, but remember, it's always good to finish at number two. They are now fighting for number two with Chicken Inn. Mm. One of them is going to be number two. And unfortunately, there's no prize. Really, it's just the money difference. I don't think the difference is a lot as well. If it was still Champions League where we entered two teams, you know, it was going to be a very, very serious battle. Now for second place, but anyway, but for Islanders, I think they need to finish in top four. Why? For their own assessment, for their own improvement, for them to look back and say, look where we came from. Mm-hmm. We are now at number four, so we are moving somewhere, we're moving forward. So for next year, it gives them the oomph to get into the next season, you know, a platform to start on next season. But for Dynamos, it's more like that's where the pride is coming in. Mm-hmm. Dynamos is for pride, and to beat Islanders, it brings some pride. But I still think that they are still fighting for second place with Chicken Inn. So he needs that win as well, because three games to go now, and it's not looking good.
Mm. Sean, Alois brings in that dimension of Highlanders, they're running into next season now being very key, which is why these games, especially against the big teams like Dynamos, are very key. But they're missing a number of key players, and that could have a very serious impact on this performance.
Yeah, to be honest, yes, they are missing key players, but I just don't have faith in Dynamos' ability to play. And Highlanders have shown that they can play football. And I think what I mean by that, I'm actually talking about fashioning out chances and being able to attack and to score. And they have a proactive approach as opposed to Dynamos, who have a very reactive approach, waiting to sit deep and hit on the counter. So because of that, I see Highlanders controlling this game and possibly winning it, even though they might be missing Divine Mindirira, who has been in top form. We understand that goalkeeper Ariel Sibanda could be missing as well, Nobis Damasuk as well as Mogeni Ndlovu, but they've got a lot of exciting players who can come in and fill in the void. You've got players like Talento Mukuli, Adrian Silla, who's looking to revive his career, as well as Muzikwanle Dlamini. So I'm not too worried about Highlanders, because even Alice mentioned it, they have Triangle and Ngezi Platinum Stars breeding down their necks, and they know that a win against Dynamos, who are your mortal enemies, will boost their top four chances. Yeah. So we've seen even the Independence Cup, when these two teams go up against each other, it doesn't matter what it is, they want to beat the other. And this team, and whoever wins this match, the result will go a long way into painting a picture of what kind of season they will have the next season. So it's going to be a critical, important match for one of these two to bag all 3 points.
Alice, you're taking a look at the playing styles, the coaching styles as well of these two coaches, very different. Where is this match won for you?
I agree with Sean. Dynamos is unpredictable. We don't really know what kind of game they will come to play. But for Highlanders, we know that they will play. Mm-hmm. They will play football, and they are not afraid to attack, to go forward in attack. So for me, I think that's where Highlanders have got the edge. They've got the edge because they're confident. They play good football. They will go forward. And for them, they don't have a coach who is under pressure. Mm-hmm. No one is under pressure. They're just fighting to improve themselves. Whereas Dynamos are fighting for their lives, for their pedigree, jobs. For their jobs, you know. And it's very critical. And not when we look at for next season, like you mentioned, when I look at Highlanders, I can safely say they will keep 99.9% of the players that they've got now. Yeah. They are going with the players into the next season. But for Dynamos, probably 80% of these players won't be there next season. So it's going to be jittery in the Dynamos camp. They can win. They're capable of winning. They can string results. But I'm giving this one to Highlanders. I just feel that Highlanders are playing football. They're looking forward to something. Their trajectory is going up. So I give it to them.
The WhatsApp number in the studio, if you want to reach us, 0731 168 045. Zimbabwe fans, Highlanders fans, we want to hear from you. Simba, your prediction?
Draw.
Draw?
A scoring draw.
A scoring draw. Okay. Sean?
I'm going to go 3-1 Highlanders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sharks, guys. Okay, I'm going to go 2-1 Highlanders. And we don't agree, so that works out fantastically. Let's take a look at the rest of your matches this weekend. On Saturday, that's tomorrow, ZPC Kariba takes on Bulawayo City at Nyamunga Stadium. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff. Harare City versus Wawa at the National Sports Stadium, 3 p.m. kickoff there. Chicken Inn versus Caps United at Luveve. FC Platinum takes on Yada at Mandava Stadium. Black Rhinos versus Manika Diamonds at Vengere Stadium. And 10X versus Ngezi Platinum Stars at Sakuga Stadium. On Sunday, Cranbourne Bullets take on Triangle United at Vengere. That's a 3 p.m. kickoff. Bulawayo Chiefs take on Herentals at Luveve Stadium at 3 p.m. And you need to be at the National Sports Stadium on Sunday at 3 p.m. where Dynamos takes on Highlanders.
Hi, my name is Runi Shamba, Mighty Warriors Super Striker. You're listening to ZFM Sports.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's take you around the world in 60, starting in Mexico, where Red Bull's Mexican driver Sergio Perez says he was super proud his country had secured the extension of its Formula One race to 2025 and was determined to be the first home winner. Red Bull's Perez has won twice this season, and Sunday will be another chance to celebrate with his home crowd after finishing third last year. In the United States, Tom Brady lost a third straight NFL match for the first time in 20 years as his Tampa Bay Buccaneers side went down 27-22 at home to Baltimore Ravens. The Buccaneers went into the match on the back of defeats by the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers. Things not going well for Tom Brady, and we understand that he could be getting a divorce as well. Eesh, tough one. Week 8 in the NFL continues on Sunday. And in New Zealand, Sarah Hunter is set to become England's most capped player when she leads the team against Australia in the Rugby World Cup quarterfinal on Sunday. Hunter will earn her 138th cap and captain the side wearing the number 8 jersey with Alex Matthews and Mali Packer alongside her in the back row. So your quarterfinals for the Rugby World Cup is France versus Italy, the host New Zealand against Wales, England against Australia, and then a North American derby, Canada taking on the United States of America.
Rock it. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator. We have a stream of messages, some of them with curse words at us.
Violence.
They're coming in. The number is 0731 168 045. First message here, Hans Mpumelelo Mbangwa, went Peter Drury on us. That's Godfrey and Greendale. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a video of a commentator circulate social media as much as that video.
True. And I think when you then see, it wasn't just being liked or appreciated by Zimbos. Just that whole cricketing fraternity actually started to embrace it as the moment. And I think it just added that big, thick layer of gloss on a really historic moment for Zimbabwean sport in general. But to have a Zimbabwean also calling those calls, and you could see, I think it just came full circle for him. former player, has also had his chevrons career, yeah. is flying the flag really high in terms of being a commentator as well, and to be there at this particular moment, all the things just aligned perfectly.
But to mention that he speaks very well.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Top salad. Another message, this one is from Ruben Kwablawayo. Good evening, sports news masters. Wow, okay. I'm enjoying the show, Ngigo Blawayo, Viva La Chevrons, Viva Timino Dadisai. And we haven't seen these messages in a long time. We've got
there
a lot
been
of...
much to celebrate.
There hasn't been much to celebrate. And cricket fans, I think, around the country and around the world, in fact, are really happy. Guys, we need Mbuyaneanda to come through for us against India. I'm sure we have enough to get past the Netherlands and Bangladesh. A semi-final qualification is no longer impossible now. I think I agree with that one. Quick question. Why is Chaka, I'll ask you this one, Sean. Yes. Why is Chakava a permanent fixture in this team? The guy has shown us over a long time that he can't bat. Do we really not have a replacement? I shivered with yesterday's win. I hope it boosts their confidence. Well done, Chevron.
This is a question that when you're analyzing cricket, you do struggle with the selection of Regis Chakava. But what I've come to realize that with Chakava, it's more of the intangibles, number one. So these are his leadership qualities, how he galvanizes the team and how he brings everyone together. He is part of that leadership core in the Chevrons. And the other thing is that in terms of wicket-keeping, his skills are really good.
Oh,
because
yeah.
yesterday there was a moment where he kind of fumbled the ball during the run-out, but he was very quick to pick it up and stump the batsman out. So I would say... And even the phenomenal catch that he made where there was a top edge. So he's a very skilled wicket keeper. And on once in a blue moon and the stars aligned, he really scores some runs as well. So I think sometimes one of those players who's an added benefit to the side, even though they might not contribute where we want them to. And with them, it's with the runs. And that's what we're missing at the moment.
Chester in Bulawayo is having a really good go at us. Lots of laughing emojis. He says, ZFM Sport Team is all full with predictions. I thought you guys are just bad at predicting football, but seems Nick Cricket here.
No, but let's be honest. How many people have predicted that
exactly.
we'll win against Pakistan?
Exactly.
You guys want to come out now that we've
and
won.
And to be honest, if you had predicted that we're going to win, then the whole element of it being as epic as it was,
it kind of dilutes it. Exactly.
Hi, guys. Could cricket kune shiriere? That's Ramsey Patinwald.
Netherlands.
So rude. I love this message. Pakistan was Sikander Razed by the Chevronics. That was super. From Sekuru Bobby in Caledonia.
Ah, nicely put there.
I've seen this something about this around this discussion on social media quite a bit as well, and not just with Zimbabweans. It says a good result for Zimbabwe, but I'm disappointed with the ICC for allowing Australia to host the tournament in the rainy season. We're losing blockbuster matches because of that. That's Tawanda Matara from East.
I get that, but I think there's one element of it being rainy season and then another element of it being completely freak of nature. I think there's some tropical something that's happening and you really can't really predict when these will
happen.
So
like that.
If anyone would care to notice, all of these ICC events are actually agreed like years before. So you can't then be looking at where in the world is there going to be a good and conducive weather system so that we can have these. So Australia had already started making the investments into hosting this, and then we're just hoping that this doesn't happen. Now it happened, but yeah.
What I do fault them, though, is that they don't have any reserve days. So I wish
that's
they had that. They need to have some
scheduling.
Type of contingency.
Yes,
because
yes.
today, England and Australia washed out, and that was going to be
massive.
Or maybe move with time to build stadium with a roof and play.
Yep. That then
That's
means that, that
well.
Then means that you're only going to rotate the World Cup between two countries.
Of course. The tournament that we want is like, it's not like CAF where we say we give it to a small nation so that you can develop. No,
we want the blockbuster.
We want the blockbuster. Give it to the developed one.
It would just be Mumbai.
Get it going.
Because everywhere else is.
Can I show you that when you say the American roof in Zimbabwe? Why do I have to show you that World Cup?
Wimbledon has a roof. The French Open has a roof.
Yeah.
The US
Open.
That's the route they should go.
Hi ZFM team, don't jinx us against Bangladesh. Keep picking against the Chevrons so we can keep the winning streak going. That's from Silas. But we have a rule on the show. Well, it's not a rule, but just a general a hoodoo thing at ZFM Sports. Mm-hmm. If ever you hear us say a prediction and everyone agrees, yeah, that is not the way the match is going to go. That's a rule. If you're a ZFM Sport listener, you know this. If we all agree, it's not going to work out. Another message here. Lots of messages for the Chevron. This one is from Matthew Batsi in Chinoy. The sport, this team, this nation, I'm out of words. Congrats to the Chevrons. I can't believe what Brad Evans did in that final over. I think it's now time the cricket world stops calling Zimbabwe minnows. I think this is the best squad in Zimbabwe cricketing history. Sims, let me get your thoughts. Mm-mm. Have we turned a corner? You have to say it.
Yes, we have turned a corner. I just wanted to say to that best cricketing team ever. Because the teams that have gone before this actually had players that would consistently be featured in their individual capacities in the top 10. What this team has managed to do, like we're saying, in terms of turning a corner, is that in these last 6 or so months, they've not only become competitive, but like what Sean said, started to actually put wins, and impressive wins at that. It will really then become, get out of that minnow basket, if then it becomes more of a trend. Right now, we have a purple patch that continues to extend beyond just a few months. That's where we are at as a country.
I mean, there was a team with Andy Flower, exactly. Grant Flower.
Heat streak,
Henry Olona.
Yes, the simplest thing I can say from this particular squad, who of these guys has put together a CV of sorts that will get them into the Hall of Fame?
Good question. Yeah. Let's get over to the footy. Andy Hamanyanira Dimbare. Saka Dimbare 3, Highlanders 1.
Dindadaro,
that's Josh Matsinyanga.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. The beating drum. Roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
We're going to start off in South Africa. Kaizer Chiefs head coach Arthur Zwane has urged his players to avoid listening to the outside noise and to focus on the game ahead of the Soweto Derby tomorrow. This will be Zwane's first Soweto Derby as coach, and with it being a sold-out crowd for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, he's hoping the occasion won't get to his players. Let's hear from him.
Everything comes to you and sends you, you know, in the country. So yeah, I for one, being there as a player and now as a coach, you know, it's a privilege, but also knowing very well the responsibility on our shoulders to go out there and obviously give our best, you know, and make sure that also our people who have been supporting us through thick and thin,
now Amakhosi sit in fifth place, 1 point behind their opponents, and this is another derby, a very big derby. We won't talk about the other derby that we talked about on this side of the Limpopo, yeah, but this is a massive derby, and I think an especially important derby for Arthur Zwane, who needs to prove a point in regards to his coaching at Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah, he needs it. He needs it because he, at the moment, is not very consistent. Mm-hmm. Kaizer Chiefs is a big team. I think the most supported team in South Africa. But for this game, I think it has come at a time when both are not that bad. Mm-hmm. And obviously, the high stakes in the game, the season has just started. They need to keep winning so that they can actually challenge for the league. The league is still open. You see, that's the beauty of this. The league is still open. They still have another second round match. Each of the team wants to get one over the other at the beginning so that they can build momentum going forward. But like you say, that this is going to be a house full. And
to be honest, these South Africans are proud of their league. They can, you can actually have an EPL match on the same day, they won't watch it. Mm-hmm. They'll be watching this one. If on TV, the viewership of this, for this match is massive. Mm-hmm. It's out of this world. So this is a very, very important match for others, especially his first derby. You know, people are not yet convinced that he is the man for the job. So he has got a lot of work to do. He needs to be consistent. And I still believe that his job is not safe. As long as he doesn't keep a consistent run of wins, he is not, because he can win 3-4, and when he loses one, then they go back again. He's not. So you need a very long, maybe a 15 game unbeaten run. That's what he needs, but it's very difficult to do it, especially now that the South African teams are very strong at the moment.
Yeah, speaking of strong teams, Pirates as well, they're coming into this a slight favorite, Simba. They've got consecutive wins, Golden Arrows, Mamelodi Sundowns, which caused a lot of trouble. So they're coming in very high on their confidence, and their coach, Jose Rivera as well, I think is going into this quite confidently. But the Soweto derby is like any other derby. It is, at the end of the day, a derby.
It is a derby, and yes, I guess I agree with that, that Pirates are with that slight advantage, and then we then start throwing all the other cliches about form doesn't matter, all of that sort of stuff. What I couldn't understand from Arthur Zwane though is, I'm hoping this is just part of the PR gaffe, when he's telling his players don't listen to the outside noise, and then in the next breath saying this is the match that the whole country stops at a standstill. How are the players supposed to insulate themselves from that?
From, I don't the think there's
a from the entire country. I think it's a matter of how do you embrace that and then channel it in a way that actually gives you a positive result. Because if you're trying to shy away from how big this match is, then clearly you have no idea or an appreciation of exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, definitely, because there's the magazines, the media, everything
is pointing.
There's this little football magazine, football newspaper that is called La Duma. Every football player reads it. Huh?
It's not little anymore.
Yes, yeah, it's small. It's small. Every player read that paper. I'm telling you, on Wednesday, every player buys that paper, because that's
before
a football
paper. Before you check it with social media.
Yes, before you check social media, you want to read Latin. You can get them as pictures and everything. So the derby for the past 2 weeks, they're not even front page.
We've already tuned that out.
I know it's not possible.
I wanna throw something in the mix, and I think that's the Kaizer Chiefs conundrum at the moment. So in their last match, it was a draw. The game before that, they lost, and I would say that's when Kamabilia came back. But when he was injured, 3 games before that, they all won them without Kamabilia.
Where are you going?
So you didn't have to tell us.
Go, where are you going?
So with Kama right now, Zwane is desperately trying to find a way for him to be in the team, and I think he's upsetting the balance because of his poor form.
You're hitting a slow key.
No, I think assessed in the cold heart of the day, you do have a point. However, when you then look at what Kaizer Chiefs also did, I think was it the MTN 8?
Yeah.
Losing to AmaZulu.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you are now looking at, like at Arthur Zwane, and thinking.
They didn't necessarily lose though, but yes.
Okay.
Those were draws.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Those performances that you're looking at going into a derby, where you're now looking at, we don't have the form. Do I then buck to the pressure of a star player who can handle the occasion and maybe deliver something? Because yes, for as much as the statistics will look and point to they're getting results without him, can they consistently now write him off and say, look, we are better off without Kamabilia?
There's a message here. Andiku Mzansi Futi, Chiefs 2, Pirates 1. And Billiard with 1 goal.
remember these things that once happened with Tottenham Hotspur. When Harry Kane was out, they were winning matches. And now, like, they are winning without Kane. They need Kama. They need Kama, just like Spurs needed Harry Kane. Yes.
All right, gents, let's head into the English Premier League.
All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
Cut back from De Bruyne. He may made that look easy, and I promise you it wasn't.
And all the game-changing moments.
Aubameyang, can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Manchester United have started to hit serious form under Erik ten Hag and will be looking to carry that momentum into Sunday's latest Premier League matchup against West Ham. After stuttering start to his tenure, ten Hag roused English football's sleeping giant. Let's get the pre-match thoughts from him.
And Sunday, there's a better quality. They defend even better. They are physical better. They are technical better. So... That's going to be tough, and we have to be really good on the ball, to be really dynamic, especially to find gaps. We are aware of that, and then you have to be good because they have good counters. So from there on, it was a good warm up, but Sunday will be much more tougher. We are aware of that. But I don't have a Europe team, or I don't have a Premier League team. It's about I look to the opponent. What we need against such opponents. Now I have to focus me on Newcastle and West Ham United for Sunday, and then we will pick the team to start, but also to have plan B or plan C in the pocket to win that game. And that is what we need finally, to win games.
Simbo, in your Manchester United jersey,
mm-hmm.
I just need everyone to know you're a fan before I ask you this. Chamuke Rejinij.
Achisat chamuka. Because I think it depends on what we are defining as kumuka.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to how we've blasted Stanza and President Dimbaye to say the target has been set so high.
Mm-hmm.
It will be tragedy for me if we are looking at a Manchester United that is in fifth place and saying, based on the fact that we haven't had a loss maybe in the last six matches except for that horrendous Manchester City result, and then say that now is the template for us saying Tamuka. I think what we are wanting is to get to a point where towards the end of the season, we're in contention across the board. Mm-hmm. Then for me, I can start to say Chamuka. For now, we're just coming out of the relief of those first three matches were really bad. It was now looking like the wheels continue to come off. He's galvanized the squad. There's a bit of form going forward. He's done it without some of the major people from the previous season. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it's now a foundation that can be built on.
And West Ham, Alois, on the other side of the spectrum, they have basically flooded to deceive this season. They've lost half of their 12 matches so far. But they have an experienced coach in David Moyes, and they could be able to come out of this with a decent enough result. But Manchester United, definitely the favourites in this one.
Yeah, I think West Ham are not playing as well as they were playing last season. Yeah. To be honest, they are now...
Keep it locked on to ZFM Stereo.
Coming out to trouble Manchester United. To be honest, Manchester United, but they're signed that mm-hmm. this is heading towards a good direction. The team is playing well. You can feel the energy of the players. They want it, and I'm also enjoying the way he's handling the Cristiano Ronaldo issue. He's a genius.
Premier League weekend fixtures remaining: Leicester City versus Manchester City, Bournemouth takes on Tottenham Hotspur, Brighton will be up against Chelsea, Newcastle versus Aston Villa, Liverpool takes on Leeds United, maybe they'll pick up a win, Arsenal against Nottingham Forest, and that big one, Manchester United versus West Ham. Quick look at La Liga: Cadiz takes on Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid versus Girona, Athletic Club versus Villarreal, Real Sociedad versus Real Betis, and Valencia takes on Barcelona. In Serie A, the big ones: Napoli takes on Sassuolo, Lecce versus Juventus, Torino versus AC Milan, and Inter Milan will be hosting Sampdoria. In the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich takes on Mainz, RB Leipzig versus Bayer Leverkusen, Eintracht Frankfurt versus Borussia Dortmund, Union Berlin versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. If you're taking a look at the trio that is somehow besties now, that's at Paris Saint-Germain. They are hosting Troyes.
All right, so I guess we're done.
We're done.
Is he going to do it?
So for now,
that's what's up.
It's Messi. It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Madhur, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.